The Word of God is light and has power to give you a supernatural transformation in life and destiny. Connect with faith for a divine turnaround as you listen to Pastor David Ochai.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you've done in our lives. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we are grateful. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as your word comes forth, let there be healing. Let your power, O God of mercy, be transmitted to the glory of your name. Blessed be your name. Holy Spirit, take over. Say what no man can say. Do what no man can do. And take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'd like to share with you very briefly on the subject, power to fulfill divine prophecy. Power to fulfill divine prophecy. Now, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 35, it said the Spirit, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Now, I'd like you to know something, that every individual that is in this world today, there is a prophecy hanging on their lives to fulfill. There is a prophecy hanging on their lives to fulfill. Prophecy is divine agenda concerning a man. Prophecy is what heaven has written concerning a man that man should fulfill when it comes into the world. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 40 verse 7, it said, I come in the volume of the books as it is written of me. There is something that God has written concerning your life to fulfill. There is an agenda that heaven has organized and orchestrated and arranged for you to play in it effectively and become someone who is going to showcase the glory of God. This is very important. The Bible says when the angel came to Mary and said, Hail Mary, he said, that highly favored. He said, you are going to give birth to a child. And Mary said, I have never known a man. How would this thing be? And the Bible said, Mary, the angel told Mary in verse 35, that is Luke 1:35, he said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. So that means you need power. You need power to fulfill prophecy. You need power to function in the plans and the agenda of God for your life and destiny. Many people have been wasted in life. Many people died without fulfilling their agenda on earth, their divine agenda. No wonder Dr. Miles Morrow, he said something. He said that the richest place on earth is not the gold mines of South Africa. The richest places on earth is not the oil wells in Kuwait and several other nations in Saudi Arabia. He said the richest places on earth is graveyards. Why? Because some people died without fulfilling their prophecy. I came to decree today, anything that is stopping the manifestation of God's glory, God's prophecy concerning your life today, whether in your family or wherever it came from, today they are removed by fire. They are removed by fire. You are moving into your season of acceleration. You are moving into your season of marital establishment. You are moving into your season of financial empowerment. In the name of Jesus, what used to stop you before will begin to run from you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, I want you to know something, that for you to fulfill divine destiny, divine prophecy. Prophecy could be that God has said something to you personally, that this is what he wants to do with your life. But the Bible also says that the word of God is prophecy. So the Bible says in the book of Second Peter chapter 1 verse 19, it said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. God's word is a more sure word of prophecy because it doesn't fail. When you locate something in it, for example, God says you should not be barren, and a power is limiting you from being fruitful, you can hold on to that word and said, I cannot be barren. And when you hold on to it, you will see the manifestation of God's power. I remember when I was in school, in the university, I used to tell myself that if Jesus did not go to the cross twice, I cannot write any course twice. But one day, while I was going to check my result, second semester, 300 level result, I saw 2 carryovers. What? I was like, the first thing that came out of my mouth is, I cannot have a carryover. I want you to know that when you are face to face with battles, what you first say matters. When you speak defeat, you cannot start speaking victory later. No. So that's why you have to be loaded with God's word. Why was I saying that? I said I cannot have a carryover because I had the understanding of God's word from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13. The Bible says that he said, thou shalt be the head and not the tail. He said, thou shalt be above only. So I had that understanding that I could not be a failure. It's not something that I have to see or have in view that I become a failure. Imagine that Jesus is in his class. Jesus is in the class. Will he be failing? Will he be having carryover? The same thing with life. If Jesus existed on earth without failure, the Bible never recorded one day that Jesus was broke. He never recorded one day that Jesus was sick and they admitted him. A physician admitted him. No. Nothing. There is no trace of failure to the life of Jesus. So you, as his disciple, and as one who, you know, he lives in. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. So when you have that understanding, it helps you to live a life of success in life. So I want you to know. So when I said I can't have a carryover, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you don't have a carryover. They are going to rectify it. And it was rectified to the glory of God. Now, why am I bringing this example? It is because God's word does not fail when you hold on to it and say, Father, this is what you have said in your word. This is a prophecy you have given in your word. And you hold on to it with faith, with the tenacity of a bulldog, with anger in your system. When you see certain things, the reason why most of us we go through certain things in life is because we have not been angry enough to challenge the devil. Very important. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he said, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Now, how do I fulfill divine prophecy? First thing you must note is, number one is, you must be born again. You must be a child of God. First John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, as many as receiving, to them he gave power to become children of God. So to become a child of God, you even need power. Power, he said, he didn't say to be called the children of God, but to become. He said, as many as receive him, to then he gave what? Power to become the children of God. So when you have power, you will be a child of God. You will live for him. Hallelujah. When you are born again, Jesus is in your life, you must surely fulfill prophecy. In the book of Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, the Bible says something that Zechariah was actually a prophet. He gave a prophecy. He gave a prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus. He said,
He said to the daughter of Zion, he said, your king cometh riding on a colt. Now, that prophecy, a colt is a baby donkey. That prophecy was fulfilled in the book of Matthew chapter 21 verse 7, where the Bible said that Jesus was going into Jerusalem. He sat on a donkey. He sat on a donkey. So when you allow Jesus to sit in your life, you will surely fulfill prophecy. No matter how angry the devil is, he cannot stop you. No matter how the powers of your father's house are angry with you, there are certain things that cannot stop you from becoming when you become a child of God. Many people think getting born again is just by going to church or bearing a Christian, and it's beyond that. You need an encounter. An encounter. An encounter with Jesus. When you meet him, you can't be living in sin and expect that you are born again. You don't assume you are born again. You have to be sure. You have to be sure. Romans chapter 8 verse 16, it said, the Spirit beareth us witness that we are the sons of God. So when you are really born again, there is a witness on ground. You are not just operating by guessing. You are not just operating by assumption. Because when you assume, you will be consumed negatively. When you just feel, this is how we do it. You are not sure of something. When you are not sure, you are not pure. Am I talking to somebody? So you must be born again. Number two, apart from being born again, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that when ye receive the Holy Spirit, it says ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon thee. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So when you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, it keeps your vision and your dreams alive. It keeps your prophecy alive. When you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, it makes you to gravitate towards the fulfillment of your destiny. Not just being filled with the Holy Ghost. You need also to engage the Holy Ghost. Many people are filled with the Holy Ghost, but they don't pray. You must live a life of prayer. Because one of the reasons why the Holy Ghost comes into our lives is to help us to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. The Bible says, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmity in groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Holy Spirit comes to help us. And one of the weaknesses we have as human beings is not knowing what to pray for as we ought to pray. But the Holy Ghost helps our infirmity at the place of prayer, at the place of intercession. And when we pray according to the will of God, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says that when we pray according to the will of God, He hears us. He hears us. He hears us. Hallelujah. So you must engage the Holy Ghost by living a life of prayer. Many children of God, they don't have a prayer altar. No prayer life. No prayer life. There is no prayer life. They don't have a prayer time. No prayer schedule. Nothing. Some people will wake up early in the morning. That's how they will begin their daily activity. You cannot succeed like that. When you choose to plan without God, you have planned to fail. Some people say when you plan to fail. No. When you plan without God, when you fail to plan without God, the God factor, you have already planned to fail. Note that is very important. So anything that involves your life, God has to be involved. You engage him because he is the one that will take you to the promised land, which is the fulfillment of your destiny. Hallelujah. Number three, You must surround yourself with people of like minds, people who are going the same direction. Let me tell you something. One of the things that is worse than even the devil is bad company. In the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, the Bible says something. It said, "He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed." So the companion you keep reflects on your life. The kind of people you keep, the quality of your life is directly proportional to the quality of the company you keep in life. What is your vision? What has God told you? What do you see yourself becoming? Do you keep the same people? Because the Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron as a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So when you keep people of like minds, when you keep people who are going the same direction with you, they sharpen your dream. They make you to come alive. The Bible said that when Mary came to the house of Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1 verse 40, the Bible says, now when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the Bible said the baby in her womb leaped. That means that when you move with people of like minds, your prophecy come alive. Your prophecy is moving. There is something that makes it to be alive. There is an excitement. There is an enthusiasm that stirs up your passion to become what God wants you to be. Cut off from every wrong association. Association, people who are not going the same direction with you. I call them systematic enemy. I said something that the bad company is even worse than the devil. You know why? You can bind the devil, but bad company, you can't bind them. You know why? You think they are your friend, but they are not. It is later you realize that you have made mistake that have crushed your destiny. Don't wait till then before you decide. Cut off from every friend. When I gave my life to Christ, there are certain friends I lost them till today. Some of them don't call me and I don't care. I don't care because they have chosen not to follow the way that I chose. So it means they don't respect my opinion. Don't follow people who don't respect your opinion. Don't follow people who don't respect what you believe in, because they are going to hurt you big time. I pray that God will help you to choose your friends wisely in the name of Jesus. I prayed for a lady some years ago, 2014 or so, while I was still in the university. And this lady was in a relationship with a man for about 6 years. And then I gave her some prayer for any relationship, any association that God has not ordained for me, separation by fire. And all of a sudden, she discovered that man was cheating on her. To cut the long story short, that relationship was broken. She cried and cried, and you know, she, as a lady, she almost melted. She almost melted, you know. But God showed up for her. God showed up for her. So, I want you to know something. God showed up for her. She later got married. That was 2017. The last time I heard from her, she already has a baby, to the glory of God. So don't, any company that does not encourage your relationship with Christ, don't be afraid to lose them. Rather, be afraid to keep them. Hallelujah. So I decree today, any relationship that is making you to walk on the wrong side of destiny today, separation by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then lastly, realize what God wants you to do for the prophecy. That is number four. Realize what, is it number four or number three? Realize what God wants you to do for the prophecy to come into manifestation. Every prophecy has what to do for the prophecy to come into manifestation. Dr. Paul Enenche said, every scriptural possibilities have human responsibility. Every scriptural possibilities have human responsibility. So when God speaks concerning you, there is something he wants you to do for that thing to come to pass. Stop claiming prophecy without knowing what to do. In Judges chapter 13 verse 12, the Bible says that an angel came to deliver a message that Samson was going to be born. And then the father asked the question, he said, "What shall we do unto him?" And the angel began to prescribe that the mother should not drink wine, he too, he shouldn't drink wine, that he will be a Nazarene, his hair should not be cut off, and things like that. So had it been, they didn't receive instruction on how to, on what to do, that prophecy would not have come to pass. So most times when a man of God prophesies over our lives, we don't know, the prophecy doesn't come to pass, and we are wondering, is this man really of God, or is the power of God really in his life? And so on. Most times it's because we refuse to know what to do, and sometimes we even know what to do, but we don't do it. It could be God wants you to step up in your prayer life. It could be that God wants you to give. It could be that God wants you to help the less privileged so that that prophecy will come into manifestation. It could be there is something God may want you to do. There are people God must have told them, he said, don't sleep with a woman until you get married. Because there is something he wants to do with your life. He wants to preserve you. So if you don't know what to do, that prophecy may never see the light of the day. Hallelujah. So you need power to engage your prophecy to become reality and manifestation. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is your season of divine manifestation. Romans chapter 8 verse 19, it said, the earnest expectation of the whole creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I decree this season you will manifest. Every sickness in your life today, I decree now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every power of hell limiting your destiny, limiting what you should become today, they catch fire. They catch fire. They catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are moving forward. That delay is over. That marital delay is over. That delay in destiny is broken. You are moving forward by fire. You are moving forward by fire. You are moving forward by fire. That indebtedness is over. God is coming to your rescue in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Before we round up, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to know that you cannot engage divine prophecy until you are born again. And if you are not born again, you will not know what you are born to do. According to Riyad Bonke, he said, until you are born again, you will not know what you are born to do. So, until you are born again, you will not know what God has ordained for your life, the prophecy you are supposed to fulfill. I want to pray for you. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you are saved by the blood of Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. But the Bible also says that when we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus died and that God has raised him from the dead, say, we'll be saved. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Erase my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray over your life, the grace, the power to live for Jesus be released over you now in the name of Jesus. You are loosed from every yoke of the devil, yoke of sin, yoke of the power of hell, yoke of addictions. Break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of masturbation, yoke of addiction to pornography, yoke of addiction to tobacco, alcohol today. Break in the name of Jesus. You are loosed. By fire, loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Like to by Agadias, Ezekataya. You are set free now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
For prayers and counseling, contact 0706-205-4267 or 0802-826-480. You can also get Pastor David Ochai's books on Amazon.com for your spiritual nourishment. The Word of God is light and has power to give you a supernatural transformation in life and destiny. Connect with faith for a divine turnaround as you listen to Pastor David Ochai.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you've done in our lives. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we are grateful. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as your word comes forth, let there be healing. Let your power, O God of mercy, be transmitted to the glory of your name. Blessed be your name. Holy Spirit, take over. Say what no man can say. Do what no man can do. And take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'd like to share with you very briefly on the subject, power to fulfill divine prophecy. Power to fulfill divine prophecy. Now, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 35, it said the Spirit, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Now, I'd like you to know something, that every individual that is in this world today, there is a prophecy hanging on their lives to fulfill. There is a prophecy hanging on their lives to fulfill. Prophecy is divine agenda concerning a man. Prophecy is what heaven has written concerning a man, that man should fulfill when he comes into the world. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 40 verse 7, it said, I come in the volume of the books as it is written of me. There is something that God has written concerning your life to fulfill. There is an agenda that heaven has organized and orchestrated and arranged for you to play in it effectively and become someone who is going to showcase the glory of God. This is very important. The Bible says, when the angel came to Mary and said, Hail Mary, he said, Thou art highly favored. They said, you are going to give birth to a child. And Mary said, I have never known a man. How would this thing be? And the Bible said, Mary, the angel told Mary in verse 35, that is Luke 1:35, he said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. So that means you need power. You need power to fulfill prophecy. You need power to function in the plans and the agenda of God for your life and destiny. Many people have been wasted in life. Many people died without fulfilling their agenda on earth, their divine agenda. No wonder Dr. Miles Morrow, he said something. He said that the richest place on earth is not the gold mines of South Africa. The richest places on earth is not the oil wells in Kuwait and several other nations in Saudi Arabia. He said the richest places on earth is graveyards. Why? Because some people died without fulfilling their prophecy. I came to decree today, anything that is stopping the manifestation of God's glory, God's prophecy concerning your life today, whether in your family or wherever it came from,
Today, they are removed by fire. They are removed by fire. You are moving into your season of acceleration. You are moving into your season of marital establishment. You are moving into your season of financial empowerment. In the name of Jesus, what used to stop you before will begin to run from you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, I want you to know something, that for you to fulfill divine destiny, divine prophecy. Prophecy could be that God has said something to you personally, that this is what he wants to do with your life. But the Bible also says that the word of God is prophecy. So the Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, it said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. God's word is a more sure word of prophecy because it doesn't fail. When you locate something in it, for example, God says you should not be barren, and a power is limiting you from being fruitful. You can hold on to that word and said, I cannot be barren. And when you hold on to it, you will see the manifestation of God's power. I remember when I was in school, in the university, I used to tell myself that if Jesus did not go to the cross twice, I cannot write any course twice. But one day, while I was going to check my result, second semester, 300 level result, I saw two carryovers. What? I was like, the first thing that came out of my mouth is, I cannot have a carryover. I want you to know that when you are face to face with battles, what you first say matters. When you speak defeat, you cannot start speaking victory later. No. So that's why you have to be loaded with God's word. Why was I saying that? I said I cannot have a carryover because I had the understanding of God's word from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13. The Bible says that he said, thou shalt be the head and not the tail. He said, thou shalt be above only. So I had that understanding that I could not be a failure. It is not something that I have to see or have in view that I become a failure. Imagine that Jesus is in his class. Jesus is in the class. Will he be failing? Will he be having carryover? The same thing with life. If Jesus existed on earth without failure, the Bible never recorded one day that Jesus was broke. He never recorded one day that Jesus was sick, and they admitted him. A physician admitted him. No. Nothing. There is no trace of failure to the life of Jesus. So you, as his disciple, and as one who, you know, he lives in. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. So when you have that understanding, it helps you to live a life of success in life. So I want you to know. So when I said I can't have a carryover, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you don't have a carryover. They are going to rectify it. And it was rectified to the glory of God. Now, why am I bringing this example? It is because God's word does not fail when you hold on to it and say, Father, this is what you have said in your word. This is a prophecy you have given in your word. And you hold on to it with faith, with the tenacity of a bulldog, with anger in your system. When you see certain things, the reason why most of us, we go through certain things in life is because we have not been angry enough to challenge the devil. Very important. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he said, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Now, how do I fulfill divine prophecy? First thing you must note is, number one is, you must be born again. You must be a child of God. First John chapter 1 verse 12, He said, as many as receiving, to them he gave power to become children of God. So to become a child of God, you even need power. Power, he said, he didn't say to be called the children of God, but to become. He said, as many as receive him, to then he gave what? Power to become the children of God. So when you have power, you will be a child of God, you will live for him. Hallelujah. When you are born again, Jesus is in your life, you must surely fulfill prophecy. In the book of Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, the Bible says something that Zechariah was actually a prophet. He gave a prophecy. He gave a prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus. He said to the daughter of Zion, he said, your king cometh riding on a colt. Now, that prophecy, a colt is a baby donkey. That prophecy was fulfilled in the book of Matthew chapter 21 verse 7, where the Bible said that Jesus was going into Jerusalem, he sat on a donkey. He sat on a donkey. So when you allow Jesus to sit in your life, you will surely fulfill prophecy. No matter how angry the devil is, he cannot stop you. No matter how the powers of your father's house are angry with you, there are certain things that cannot stop you from becoming when you become a child of God. Many people think getting born again is just by going to church or bearing a Christian, and it's beyond that. You need an encounter with Jesus. When you meet him, you can't be living in sin and expect that you are born again. You don't assume you are born again. You have to be sure. You have to be sure. Romans chapter 8 verse 16, it said, the Spirit beareth us witness that we are the sons of God. So when you are really born again, there is a witness on ground. You are not just operating by guessing. You are not just operating by assumption. Because when you assume, you will be consumed negatively. When you just feel, this is how we do it. You are not sure of something. When you are not sure, you are not pure. Am I talking to somebody? So you must be born again. Number two, apart from being born again, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that when ye receive the Holy Spirit, it says ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon thee. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So when you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, it keeps your vision and your dreams alive. It keeps your prophecy alive. When you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, it makes you to gravitate towards the fulfillment of your destiny. Not just being filled with the Holy Ghost, you need also to engage the Holy Ghost. Many people are filled with the Holy Ghost, but they don't pray. You must live a life of prayer. Because one of the reasons why the Holy Ghost comes into our lives is to help us to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. The Bible said, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmity in groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Holy Spirit comes to help us. And one of the weaknesses we have as human beings is not knowing what to pray for as we ought to pray. But the Holy Ghost helps our infirmity at the place of prayer, at the place of intercession. And when we pray according to the will of God, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible says that when we pray according to the will of God, he hears us. He hears us. He hears us. Hallelujah. So you must engage the Holy Ghost by living a life of prayer. Many children of God, they don't have a prayer altar. No prayer life. No prayer life. There is no prayer life. They don't have a prayer time. No prayer schedule, nothing. Some people will wake up early in the morning. That's how they will begin their daily activity. You cannot succeed like that. When you choose to plan without God, you have planned to fail. Some people say when you plan to fail. No. When you fail to plan without God, the God factor, you have already planned to fail. Note that is very important. So anything that involves your life, God has to be involved. You engage him because he is the one that will take you to the promised land, which is the fulfillment of your destiny. Hallelujah. Number three, you must surround yourself with people of like minds, people who are going the same direction. Let me tell you something. One of the things that is worse than even the devil is bad company. In the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, the Bible says something. It said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So the companion you keep reflects on your life. The kind of people you keep, the quality of your life is directly proportional to the quality of the company you keep in life. What is your vision? What has God told you? What do you see yourself becoming? Do you keep the same people? Because the Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron as a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So when you keep people of like minds, when you keep people who are going the same direction with you, they sharpen your dream. They make you to come alive. The Bible said that when Mary came to the house of Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1 verse 40, the Bible says that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the Bible said the baby in her womb leaped. That means that when you move with people of like minds, your prophecy come alive. Your prophecy is moving. There is something that makes it to be alive. There is an excitement. There is an enthusiasm that stirs up your passion to become what God wants you to be. Cut off from every wrong association. Association, people who are not going the same direction with you, I call them systematic enemy. I said something that the bad company is even worse than the devil. You know why? You can bind the devil, but bad company, you can't bind them. You know why? You think they are your friend, but they are not. It is later you realize that you have made mistake that have crushed your destiny. Don't wait till then before you decide. Cut off from every friend. When I gave my life to Christ, there are certain friends I lost them till today. Some of them don't call me and I don't care. I don't care because they have chosen not to follow the way that I chose. So it means they don't respect my opinion. Don't follow people who don't respect your opinion. Don't follow people who don't respect what you believe in, because they are going to hurt you big time. I pray that God will help you to choose your friends wisely in the name of Jesus. I prayed for a lady some years ago, 2014 or so, while I was still in the university. And this lady was in a relationship with a man for about 6 years. And then I gave her some prayer for any relationship, any association that God has not ordained for me. Separation by fire. And all of a sudden, she discovered that man was cheating on her. To cut the long story short, that relationship was broken. She cried and cried, and you know, she almost melted, you know. But God showed up for her. God showed up for her. So I want you to know something. God showed up for her. She later got married. That was 2017. The last time I heard from her, she already has a baby. to the glory of God. So don't any company that does not encourage your relationship with Christ, don't be afraid to lose them. Rather, be afraid to keep them. Hallelujah. So I decree today, any relationship that is making you to walk on the wrong side of destiny today, separation by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then lastly, realize what God wants you to do for the prophecy. That is number four. Realize what is it number four, number three. Realize what God wants you to do for the prophecy to come into manifestation. Every prophecy has what to do for the prophecy to come into manifestation. Dr. Paul Enenche said, every scriptural possibilities have human responsibility. Every scriptural possibilities have human responsibility. So when God speaks concerning you, there is something he wants you to do for that thing to come to pass. Stop claiming prophecy without knowing what to do. In Judges chapter 13 verse 12, the Bible says that an angel came to deliver a message that Samson was going to be born. And then the father asked the question, he said, what shall we do unto him? And the angel began to prescribe that the mother should not drink wine, he too, he shouldn't drink wine, that he will be a Nazarene, his hair should not be cut off, and things like that. So had it been, they didn't receive instruction on how to, on what to do, that prophecy would not have come to pass. So most times when a man of God prophesies over our lives, we don't know, the prophecy doesn't come to pass, and we are wondering, is this man really of God, or is the power of God really in his life? And so on. Most times it's because we refuse to know what to do, and sometimes we even know what to do, but we don't do it. It could be God wants you to step up in your prayer life. It could be that God wants you to give. It could be that God wants you to help the less privileged so that that prophecy will come into manifestation. It could be there is something God may want you to do. There are people God must have told them, he said, don't sleep with a woman until you get married. Because there is something he wants to do with your life. He wants to preserve you. So if you don't know what to do, that prophecy may never see the light of the day. Hallelujah. So you need power to engage your prophecy to become reality and manifestation. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is your season of divine manifestation. Romans chapter 8 verse 19, it said, the earnest expectation of the whole creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I decree this season you will manifest. Every sickness in your life today, I decree now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every power of hell limiting your destiny, limiting what you should become today, they catch fire. They catch fire. They catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are moving forward. That delay is over. That marital delay is over. That delay in destiny is broken. You are moving forward by fire. You are moving forward by fire. You are moving forward by fire. That indebtedness is over. God is coming to your rescue. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Before we round up, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to know that you cannot engage divine prophecy until you are born again. And if you are not born again, you will not know what you are born to do. According to Riyad Bonke, he said, until you are born again, you will not know what you are born to do. So until you are born again, you will not know what God has ordained for your life, the prophecy you are supposed to fulfill. I want to pray for you. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you are saved by the blood of Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. But the Bible also says that when we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus died and that God has raised him from the dead, he said we'll be saved. you want to surrender your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Erase my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray over your life the grace, the power to live for Jesus be released over you now. In the name of Jesus, you are loosed from every yoke of the devil, yoke of sin, yoke of the power of hell, yoke of addictions. Break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of masturbation, yoke of addiction to pornography, yoke of addiction to tobacco, alcohol today. Break in the name of Jesus. You are loosed by fire, loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Like tubayagadias ezikataya. You are set free now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
For prayers and counseling, contact 0706-205-4267 or 0802-825-6480. You can also get Pastor David Ochai's books on Amazon.com for your spiritual nourishment.